This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
Time to check in on feed here on our Feed Forum Friday with Dr. Mike Hutchins, Professor Emeritus from the University of Illinois.
Well, welcome to today's Feed Forum, and our focus is going to be on forage inventory. And it's a timely topic because we need to do that now while we still have some resources that may be locally available. So there are a couple of key factors to consider when looking at forage and feed inventory. Number one, risk management. And that simply says, well, how much is really needed? How much am I going to carry over from last year and build on this year? Because there's a cost and there's investment in that feed that's on the farm that may not be fed for several months. And then the question is, what about next year? Will we have a dry year, a wet year, an early planting, a late planting? And, of course, that's a little easier question to answer if you're milking 100 to 200 cows. But if you've got 1,000 or greater cows, you cannot afford to run out of feed and buy very expensive feed inputs. Another key factor on inventory is accurate annual needs and projections. So the question is, how many cows are you going to feed? Are you raising heifers on the farm? Are you planning any changes in cow numbers or expansion? When will the next crop come in? For corn size, we're probably about a year away. If you've got small grains, you could be seeing those coming in April of 2022. Another one will be the financial situation. In other words, how much debt is the farm carrying? Can you afford to have the high forage inventories on the farm, realizing that you have money invested, but you are not going to recoup that through your cows maybe for several months ahead? If you're going to purchase corn silage, be well aware that you may find some good buys depending what's going on in your area, and that's an out-of-pocket cost. Whereas if you are raising these forages, while they do have a cost associated with them, they are much lower than if you're buying it from a neighbor or another resource here. Another area to consider on a forage inventory is shrink. A shrink basically is that feed that has been harvested, put into storage, but never ends up being consumed by the cow. That could be losses due to poor packing or poor fermentation, not covering the piles or bunkers adequately or packing them correctly. Losses can be extensively high, Bill, as high as from 8% to 18% of the dry matter can be lost due to the shrink loss that can occur in the fermentation and feeding time. And, of course, a use of a good inoculant will reduce that number, and using an oxygen barrier is a plus as well. So let's look at some of the strategies as we wrap up here. Certainly, if you've got excess corn silage, you may want to just harvest some of that as grain and sell that for $5.50 a bushel for grain you don't have to buy. Grain strategies, big question. Should you be buying now, wait till we get to the middle of harvest or at the end of the harvest at this point? The role of byproduct feeds, there is a great deal of seasonal changes that can occur. For example, with fuzzy cottonseed here in the Midwest, the thumb rule is October, November generally has lower prices, especially if you go gin run at this point. And finally, you may discover some really good buys in your area. This could be high moisture corn that grain farmers don't want to dry and incur that cost with it. Or drought stress corn that never makes a lot of grain or any grain at all could be a good resource for both livestock, both beef and dairy producers. So the take-home message today is have a strategy, look at where you are, where you're going to be the next year, and plan accordingly. Thanks. Have a great day.
Thank you, Mike, and have a great weekend. Dr. Mike Hutchins, Professor Emeritus from the University of Illinois, featured every Friday here on our Feed Forum Friday.
USDA's new nationwide dairy donation program is based on similar original efforts in Michigan.
By the partnership started a few years ago between Michigan milk producers and the Food Bank Council of Michigan.
Senate Agriculture Committee Chair Debbie Stabenow talking to reporters Wednesday about her home state inspired DDP when increased child nutrition efforts took place to counter impacts from the Flint, Michigan water crisis.
Michigan milk producers were the first ones to step up and team up with the Food Bank of Eastern Michigan, Kroger, Michigan State Extension, and they donated more than 36,000 gallons of milk.
Michigan Milk Producers Association CEO Joe Diglio acknowledges the $400 million dairy donation program also builds upon existing federal programs like the 2018 Farm Bills,
Milk Donation Reimbursement Program,
and Dairy Donation Partnerships. I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.